Active listening and passive listening are two distinct approaches to receiving information. Here's how they differ. Active listening involves full engagement with the speaker's message, both verbally and nonverbally. The listener provides feedback, asks questions, and paraphrases to ensure understanding. It's a deliberate and conscious effort to understand, retain, and respond to the speaker. Nonverbal cues like nodding, eye contact, and leaning forward are common. Active listeners are patient, avoid interrupting, and give the speaker time to finish their thoughts. The listener analyzes and interprets the message in real time and may take notes or summarize key points. Active listening is dynamic, with the listener playing an integral role in the communication process. Passive listening involves hearing the words of the speaker without engaging with the content. The listener may not provide feedback or indicate that they are following what's being said. It's often an automatic or unconscious process, where the listener may not retain much information. Nonverbal cues are minimal or absent, and the listener may appear indifferent or distracted. Passive listeners may interrupt or plan what to say next instead of focusing on the speaker's message. The listener does not actively work to understand or analyze the message. They may forget details quickly. Passive listening is static, with the listener acting more as a recipient than a participant in the communication process. Active listening is generally more effective and desirable in most communication scenarios, especially in situations that require problem-solving, negotiation, or deep understanding. In contrast, passive listening might be sufficient for casual, non-critical conversations or when simply enjoying a story or lecture where active engagement is not required.